Window. Yellow submarine. Who's up? The voices in the background, sir.
Which voices, sir?
The voices of, you know,
the other voices beside me. All the singing is all over. I mean, all the, you know, the happy and the...
Right, right. I'm talking about the voices, you know, full speed ahead.
Yeah. That's John and Paul.
They're doing it all?
Yeah.
And yourself?
Yeah.
Is that the most fun song you've sung as a Beatle?
Yeah, it's great, you know.
You think so?
It's strictly fun, yeah. I think the funniest one I've ever made. Well, it's up to you.
What do you do with your leisure time when you have it, if and when?
Well, we all have it in Britain, really. On tour. You're talking about this tour or when I'm home?
No, when you're home or when you have an hour's free time with nothing to do.
An hour's free time? It doesn't mean you can't do it. Why just sit around, play records, watch TV, do anything, walk in the garden, you know, feed the dogs. I just do anything, read the papers, you know.
Do you read very much?
Well, it depends. I do it in phases, you know. I'll have a phase for about 3 months where I won't stop. Then I'll lose a book. And then I'll, you know, just stop like that for a couple of months and then start again. It's just up and down, and it's never steady, never constant, you know.
Have you found the fans on this tour to be less responsive than ever before on your previous two American tours?
No. The only place they don't... There's less responses at airports and places like that. Because, well, I hope, because they're wise enough, you know, because they never see us at airports or outside of places anymore. Because the police is, because they used to all be there, the police is so busy getting us in. And they're still getting us in now, and people aren't there, really, you know, there's never that many.
Let me ask you about...
Because they've wised up, actually, that bit, and I think it's great.
Let me ask you about the incident in the Philippines.
Yeah.
If I may, what happened?
Ask me what, isn't it? Well, I don't know, you know. That's still a mystery to me. Just that we never heard, you know, we had an invitation to go to this luncheon or something, and we didn't hear about it. And everybody else arrived, and there was a TV station there filming everything, which they shouldn't have been doing anyway, so that was like a cheat. And, you know, then they just showed a half-hour show of everyone waiting around, and we didn't arrive, so, you know, we looked terrible. You know, it didn't look terrible, the show, but it was nothing to do with us. We didn't know anything about it. Then we got to the airport, and people started shouting and pushing us around, you know. And I didn't get kicked or anything like I read in the paper. I just got pushed around with everyone else. Alf is the only one who really, he's our road manager, who really got injured, you know, he had a bad back and everything.
I don't know if there's a Jolly Green Giant in England, fellas, but I come with good wishes from Vancouver in Canada. You played there a short while ago, and we were wondering whether all the fans here had a number of questions for me to ask you. One, are you coming back to Vancouver?
Maybe. Brian decides where we go, you know, so... Maybe.
All the people in Vancouver wanted to wish John a happy 4th anniversary a few days ago, John.
Well, you thank him, Jolly Green, John.
And a question, George, where do you get your sitars? A friend of mine plays guitar. He wants to play a sitar.
From a world where do you get them? Generally get
where can people generally get a sitar?
India.
In India. I hear that you're the world's greatest sitar player. And one word for Ringo. Ringo, I like to... wish people happy birthdays. My birthday and your fan club president in Vancouver is on August the 4th, which is Maureen's birthday. And we just, you know, like to tell her that we have a big cake for Maureen. And, of course, the Queen Mother's birthday is on that day also.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Paul, before you said that you have, there are some songs you have to write. Could you explain what you mean by have to write?
I just said that in passing. I just meant that there was an LP due. And when an LP is due, we write songs, you know. We do it like that more than write all the time. We don't write all the time, we write more to order. You know, if we've got 14 tracks to fill, then we've got 14 songs to write, that's what I meant.
That's it, David, the Beatles and the K, and we say, God love you all, thank you for joining the fan club, and we expect to be letting you hear from the Beatles and the K soon again.